Well, it really was tough because we're not just looking at Bendigo, we're looking at all of the towns encompassed in the city of Greater Bendigo, so that includes Eaglehawk, Elmore, Heathcote, even Reedsdale and Myermyer. So what I decided to do was not just look at the first 50 or 60 years, but also look at buildings that were built for public use, so government buildings, town halls, courthouses, the jails, but also schools, pubs, banks, hotels. Oh, that's a pub, isn't it? Churches as well. And also look at the ones that were substantial, the ones that really said, we're here to stay, we've decided we're making this our home. So essentially the stone and the brick buildings.
And what I discovered walking through the door is that Heathcote wins. They have the oldest stone building in the city of Greater Bendigo included in this exhibition.
Absolutely. Another thing that was really important was to include buildings that people can still walk past today and have a look at. We're not looking at any buildings that no longer exist. And Heathcote has the very first survey office. It's a stone building and it was built in 1854.
Which is a long time ago and showing a lot of confidence in the district.
Absolutely, beyond a doubt.
All right. Now, it's very hard to describe everyone, but you seem to have photographs from just a couple of eras. One seems to be the historic buildings of 150 years ago from the 1950s, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from?
Well, there's a wonderful collection of photographs that really have documented our whole social history from the 1950s and 60s. And they were taken by a gentleman called Alan Doney. He was a tailor by trade. He had his shop up in the Beehive Arcade in the 50s and 60s. And when he wasn't mending trousers, he was taking thousands and thousands of photographs. His collection is now owned by the local branch of the National Trust, and they've been very kind to allow us to borrow some of the original prints for the exhibition.
And is that what a curator does, is filter through 3,500 photos to find the 20 or 30 that you want?
That's exactly right. I sat there over many evenings looking through somewhere around 3,000 prints, and I must say I did it more than once. It's very easy to get confused and you find yourself backtracking quite a bit to really pick the cherries out of the selection.
There are some older photographs and I guess daguerreotypes as well that are in the exhibition.
Yes.
Where do they come from?
Well, the oldest original prints that we have are a series of Sandhurst images captured by Nicholas Kerr back in 1875. They are very early photographs, and we're lucky enough to have somewhere between 6 and 8 of those on display, and they're on loan from the Bendigo Historical Society.
Okay, and then as you say, they're all for public use.
Mm.
I don't want to be mean, but almost each building could have been an exhibition on its own. They're all quite beautiful. They've all got their own stories to tell. What do you hope this exhibition will actually achieve?
Well, I think one thing that I hope everybody realises, whether they are visiting Bendigo or they actually live here in Bendigo or in one of our other towns, is that we have actually been quite good at preserving our built heritage, and there is no way I could have fit every building or done every type of building justice. We love our gallery, but it's a little gallery, and so this is really a teaser exhibition. I'm really hoping that people come in and go, oh, that, yes, you, of course you should have put that one in, but I didn't even know that that one existed, for example. I'm going to go and have a look now. But also just keep in mind that there's no reason why we couldn't have an exhibition further on down the track which is all about the churches or all about the state schools or something. Like that.
All right. Mm. So how much do you need to train your volunteer guides into thick skins? they'll need to have a robust debate with some people.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with debate. Debate's better than disinterest, isn't it? But no, it's all about being diplomatic.
Yeah. And you know what I really like about it is that I can stand looking at the photograph, I can close my eyes and imagine how it looks in a streetscape now.
Mm-hmm.
I recognise a lot of the buildings, and that actually is quite a bit of fun.
Oh, it really, really is. And another thing that has been quite interesting is the volunteers have been having briefing sessions as I've been setting up. Not all of the labels have been in place, so I've challenged them to go to a photograph without a label and try to tell me what the building is and which town it's from. That's been entertaining.
That could be a competition.
It could, actually. We could try a treasure hunt one day.
Sure. Sandra, it's going to be, as we say, create a lot of conversations around the Greater Bendigo region. Thanks for putting it on, and it opens tonight and will be open to the public from Friday.
It will be open to the public from Friday, and it's a nice long show. It'll run until the end of January.